We're joined here on the phone by a writer for the North Coast Journal and a good dude, Grant Scott Goforth. Hey, Grant, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Pretty good. You have written a story for the North Coast Journal about the Jefferson Project, and we were trying off-air to kind of figure out like where in the list of Humboldt County success stories over the last, you know, two or three years, where it falls, and you say it would fall pretty high up there. Why is that?
I mean, everything that's going on there is really positive, and people are really excited about it. As far as I can tell, the neighborhood's really into it, and it's been a pretty big change just in, you know, walking around that property and around the neighborhood in how it looks and how it feels. And I think pretty much everyone who was worried about it or had concerns about it or was opposed to it is pretty on board with it now.
So let me see if I can get this right, because, again, you wrote the story, and I have a limited understanding of the Jefferson Project. But basically, it was a school. It ran out of students. The property went derelict for a bit. It got acquired by the neighborhood. There was a little bit of a hiccup there. And now it is blazing down this trail of being a fully functional community resource. Is that about right?
That's pretty much right, yeah. When I was in there walking around the school with Heidi Benzinelli, who's one of the directors of the Community Improvement Association that bought the school, her enthusiasm is pretty infectious. She's really excited, and there's kids in there with their daycare program, or I should say after-school program, although it was summertime, so I think they just have it during the most of the work day.
The West Side neighborhood of Eureka is supposedly the most populated part of Humboldt County. Have you heard that?
You know, I didn't hear that, but it makes sense. I mean, that it's really residential neighborhood and close houses and everything.
So what's going on over there that is of interest? Like, what are the success stories that are coming out of the Jefferson Project?
Well, they've partnered with so many groups, and the way they really paint it, the association that owns the property, is that they're kind of allowing these groups to come in and use that space. They're not doing so much except for just organizing and coordinating all that. So there's, I believe, Boys and Girls Club there. There's this day program for students and a free lunch program for students. And I think that's operated through the county DHHS, the Health and Human Services.
They got that.
There's a bike.
The bike kitchen, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, bike kitchen. And they're talking about getting a charter school in there. I think they're in the works to do that, although it's a little ways off because they need to do a lot of refurbishing on the north side of the actual building.
Well, I know you've got limited time because I think you guys over at the Journal are on deadline, but just a couple more questions. Again, Grant Scott, go forth. Read the article over at northcoastjournal.com about the Jefferson Project. It's comparable to the Arcata Community Center, right?
Yeah, in a sense. There's a classroom space. There's a big stage that they're refurbishing at the moment. There's a big kitchen. There's a lot of potential there. And then there's all the outdoor grounds, you know. They're putting in a basketball and bocce ball court, playground, lawns, and just making it look a little nicer than that big blacktop that's out there now.
Have you been on that playground, that thing they put in about a year or so ago?
I don't know if I'd say I've been on it.
Get on it. It's everything, man. Get your life and get on that playground. It is super fun. Finally, over in your story, you have some sketches of what the Jefferson Project long-term vision is, and there's a sketch of the project itself that looks like a park. I mean, it's super green. It looks like there's solar panels on that. Like, how far away are we from realizing that vision?
You know, I think it's probably a couple years, but I believe that it's more than a vision is what they're saying. It's really happening, and they have the funding, you know, with this grant that they got a couple of years ago to purchase the property. They're really trying to get a lot of community input, so I think they're taking it slow in that regard and also trying to get as much volunteer help to actually put it in motion. So I think it's going to go a little slower than just hiring a contractor to come in and bang it all out, but it's going. It's happening.
And you say financially they have been dotting their I's and so forth?
Yeah, they say that they are the building's completely paid off, the property, and they're paying their bills. They don't have any debts.
That's fantastic. Like, you imagine if like you owned all your property and you don't have bills, you don't have debt, and you're paying your stuff on time. Like, they're solvent in a very real way. Well, I know you're busy, but I wanted to say thanks for writing that story, because I think that the Jefferson Project really is an undersold success story in terms of like media coverage, and people just sort of take it for granted. It takes hard work to make that thing go, and it's going fast, and your story is awesome. Grant Scott, go forth. Thank you so much.
Thank you.